Forget ya.
Stop. Stop it.
She called it forget ya once, Hannah. And I will never let her live it down.
I have almost called it forget ya a couple more times since then. Oh, I don't know why that's where my brain goes. Like, well,
that's what
I feel
like. Saying.
Yeah, he can't forget her.
Yeah, so you gotta forget ya.
You gotta forget ya.
Yeah, so we're gonna talk about that song, Delete Ya. And we're gonna talk about another song too.
Another song, a surprise song. But we have a special guest, Hannah Sarah. How you doing, darling?
Oh, you know, living the dream. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My brain is literally like, forget ya. After having a puppy, gone.
Regular mom, now you're a dog mom. Trying to keep up with everything.
I literally said, I'd rather have another baby than do this because.
He's really cute, though.
He's cute. Very cute. Coco, Stevie, Loki, 20 names. It's fine.
I told Quinny he has a new boyfriend. I said, look at that.
Look at this guy.
Look at that guy.
Leia had a lot of names, too, when I first named her. And then I kind of forgot about all the other ones. Because I think her name, was her name Sky? Like, before I got her.
Love renaming a dog.
Before I got her, I think they were going to call her Sky. And I was like, oh, like Skywalker.
You're such a fucking nerd. That's the title of the episode.
You're such a fucking nerd.
I say that with love.
Yeah, look who's talking. Come on.
Damn.
With tattoos all over and the... Yeah. Of a person in it, like the movie.
Yeah, you know, not I getting hand tats of movies I didn't like and naming my dog Quinn. Like, how dare you?
Are you going to a listening party, Hannah Sarah?
Yes, I'm super excited. Boise is having one and one in Nampa. But I said this the other day on my stories. I'm like, listen, if Joe wants to attend a listening party, he has a friend in Boise.
He's going to show up to a
record store. It'll be Boise. So I'm driving all the way over to Boise to go to it.
Yeah, manifest it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited. What song do you guys think you'll be most excited to hear that we haven't heard yet?
I'm going to butcher the title, but Golden Line?
Yeah.
Golden Line.
I'm very excited for that one.
I'm excited for Charlie's Garden and Fly and... The studio version of Gaptooth Smile because I can't wait to see what it sounds like.
I can't wait to count.
Yeah.
Right?
Someone get a tattoo of that. Just
all those 29.
29 and 29.
I'm on it.
Yes.
Face tats.
On your back.
To get him to write it.
Rip tattoo. Kind of cool. Yeah.
I'm like, this might take a while, Joe, but can you write out up until 29? And he's like, get out of my face.
Yes. My gosh.
Yeah, I think that should be good. I mean, I know like for copyright issues and stuff, I don't know if we're ever going to get an actual legit streamed version of his cover of Gasoline, but there are different versions available online. And, you know, I'm being a little selfish. I kind of hope we hear that, but... As for the album, I know they made an announcement just today that there was like such a massive, you know, quantity of like orders that the vinyls are going to arrive on time in April. But I guess the CDs and the cassettes are going to be late May. And they were like, we'll give you the choice if you want to just get your order all at once in late May. And I'm like, no, I want my vinyl like ASAP. But I'm really excited to get all of that. That'll be super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I saw that they just... re-released the black 2020.
Yes, 2020.
I'm like so tempted to buy it. I've been listening to a whole bunch of like old podcast episodes that I found on Spotify from like 2019, 2020 when he was talking about that album.
Yeah.
And I literally today was listening to him. They were talking about album variants. I need to send you this podcast, Stacey. He's like, oh, I think I prefer the black one because it looks like an old school record that like you would find like your dad would have. Like all the new ones are cool, but like all of the different colors, but they don't they don't have that authentic like vibe.
I sold my soul in Quinsoul to get that Red Galaxy variant. Not like ungodly things I need to get that variant. So that's cool, Joe.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I
he was like,
oh,
I think the red one's cool, but like I prefer the black one.
Do you? I love all the cool ones. I have the green one.
The green one's nice. There's the Urban Outfitters one, which is really cute. It's green and orange. Yeah. And I'm hearing like mixed things because I don't think anybody actually knows. Some people have said he's not going to do the variants. It's just going to be straight black. That's it for the crux.
But
then other people are like, he might do it because he's heavily involved in the process.
You've got to do it.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
One with all mice on it.
Yes. Keys. Some keys. Mice and
keys.
That would
be so good.
That would be, really fun.
Manifest it. Boom.
Let's start listening to this song because we've been so excited to talk about Delete Ya.
Yeah, yeah.
Ever since it came out. So we saved it for you. What were your like initial thoughts when you first heard this song?
I was like gutted. I was like, oh my gosh, I want to hug him. I've been in this position. How did you get my diary too? Like, it was so real and raw. I was like, absolutely can connect with these songs. And that's what he said before. Like, he wants people to connect to it. And I feel like this song absolutely hit that mark for me. And I was like, but I was jamming. I was like,
I
feel what you're telling me.
Yeah.
In like a sad, groovy way.
Yeah, like you immediately wanted to sing along. Like I think my initial first listen, I was already singing along to like the Delete Ya part.
Yep.
Like it's so good.
You know what's a great hook? That now I'm back on your couch, frozen peas to my head, which I'm like, why were?
Yeah.
Did you have a headache? What happened, honey?
Yeah.
But
did
that's
you,
just
like,
such a great
hit
hook.
Your head.
I know, and like the peas part, I'm just like, oh my gosh, he's done the little clues, and like if you've been around since he's had his Instagram and we've seen him eating snap peas, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, they must like, they must have kept those peas in their freezer all the time. Like
that's probably one of my favorite lives of him, just him not reading any of the comments, not saying anything, and then him relaxing and going, oh,
he's like,
oh, sorry guys. So this is like kind of known as the sister song
to
Basic Being Basic. And, you know, kind of what I feel like we get the vibe when he's like, you know, red eye, you know, and he's flying back to L.A., kind of seeing his old apartment. And remember the Bare Naked Lady song, Old Apartment?
No.
Really? Damn. Okay, well, I just dated myself. What's him? It's basically
I'm older than you.
Girl, you were not a fan of the Bare Naked Ladies. They made two good songs. That was it.
Yeah.
But literally, Old Apartment is them being like, this is where we used to live. And it's them reflecting on the good times and then how it kind of turned bad. So I always think songs like that, like I'm going to give another deep cut reference. I always think of the movie Beaches. With Bette Midler, when she's with John Hurd and she's begging him. She's going, please, please don't leave me. And he goes, I think we got to go our separate ways before we get bad. I don't want that to happen, you know? And we've all been there before where a relationship or a friendship has ended and you're looking back and you remember the good times, but kind of the bad times are clouding it, but you can't stop thinking about that person and the good memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so good because that's exactly, I feel like, what this song is. Like, the Basic Being Basic is like just, you know, you're basic.
Like, you know, like bitchy.
Yes, fuck you. But like this one is like, oh, I'm like a little hurt also. And I'm a little sad. Like, that's the two sides of like a breakup or a heartbreak is like, you're angry, but you're also sad. Like,
yeah. That's kind of like what I felt of this song. It's nostalgic, it's longing, and it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, that first line, it hooks you. And I wrote just the no longer my home bit. It's really like detachment, physically and emotionally. Like, ugh, this is a place where I used to live. We used to have memories together. And now I'm like, oh, I want to get out of here so fast. Like every little piece is reminding him of her.
Yeah.
Because doesn't it say like a lyric kind of
yes.
like.
Yes.
He said in an interview, he's like either a scent, because they always say like scent brings back the strongest memories. They,
yes.
You know, either a scent or a song lyric or a particular place will bring you back to a certain memory, and either it's going to be good or it's going to be bad. And I know we've all been there, that either a friend or somebody you were in a relationship with and you guys parted ways either on good terms or bad, you're going to have that temptation to look them up. You know, either to see how they're doing, and you're thinking to yourself, what am I doing? This is causing more pain and anxiety, but you can't help it because with social media, it's so easy to do.
Yeah. I liked the part about like driving up to your folks. Like that was tough too, because when you're in a long-term relationship, like you said about the apartment and the city being your home, but also like that person's family becomes your family too. Mm-hmm. So you're not just losing that person, you're losing like a whole community of people sometimes. So it's that's an even more difficult part about
it's like
a relationship ending.
It's like, no thanks.
There was
0 out of 0, would not recommend.
No. I don't like the word excrete. So that line is like a heart excretes only one of us. Like,
yeah, like it's very poetic. I wrote poetic. Like only one person remains in their heart, and I feel like that's him. Like he's the only one that probably has that space.
Yeah,
it's like in Sex and the City when they're like, oh, you only are allowed 2 great loves in your life, you know, and you know, right away you start thinking and you're like, did I already have them? Did I already spend them? Like, damn. Like, it cuts deep. It does.
Yeah.
Look at me referencing Beaches, Sex and the City,
and
Bare Naked Ladies.
The references are hitting.
Good job, Joe.
Yeah.
The actual music is so fun, too. Like, I feel like luckily we've gotten to hear him talk a decent amount about this, like, with all of the press that's kind of like going with the release. And I'm glad that this one was a single, because I feel like some of it's, I'm excited for us to be able to talk about the rest of the album, too, because we're not going to get as detailed of interviews as he's been doing for these 2 singles
about every
single song on the album.
Yeah.
So like it's cool to have gotten these as singles and to really like delve into them and hear him talk about them. But I think he what did he say? Like some of his influences were with like the guitars and stuff.
I know he referenced Daft Punk, which right away I went, oh my God, like I haven't heard about them in a while. And they were genius artists. Basically, they had been around since the 90s. They never showed their faces. So kind of going back to his disguise, and people always say they were able to retire on their terms and nobody ever knew who they were. So they got the fame, but not the bad side of it. But his sound is very similar to that. And I know he's referenced Supertramp before, which is really, really cool. Does anybody remember anything else that he said?
I want to say like the Police or like
I see that. Absolutely.
I see that.
Synchronicity, that entire album, that sounds very much like Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's listen to the rest because I love this song.
Oh, that was a kick in the non-existent gutted. Dick.
Gutted. Like he's paying for my therapy.
Yeah. Like, by the way, it's Daft Punk. Thank you, Megan. We stopped recording and she was like, doll, you're mispronouncing something again. But yeah, do you know what kind of gave me vibes of? Have you guys ever heard the song Jealous Guy by John Lennon?
I don't think I have. I've
heard that one.
If you listen to it later, it's got kind of the same, it's much slower, but it's kind of got the same hook as this song does. But man, I have to say the part where he's like, we're sitting on the floor, like up against the wall, like
nothing more to be said. Like
we're just going to sit here in silence and just.
And you can almost like imagine it, just a cleared out apartment and 2 people are you know, going their separate ways, and you kind of reach a point where there is nothing left to be said, you know, like
we can't that make part this like
hurts.
Yeah. The whole I'm locked, she's the key, I'm a boat, guess who, like,
that's sinking. I'm a boat that's sinking, that, and guess
that
who's the sea.
Metaphor is just like, did he just attack me? Is this what did he just say?
Yeah.
Like,
what a goddamn poet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my favorite line.
I can already guess.
Blue
it.
And gold.
Yep.
Friday night. Team up with Charlie. Take these kids for a ride.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but I don't think that if this, did you watch that interview? So this interviewer was there at the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I
don't think that we would have gotten that backstory from Joe. Like, he doesn't really like to explain the specific moment that he was writing about. Like, so, but this interviewer just put it all out there. So Blue and Gold is a bar in New York.
Yeah.
And the guy who was doing the interview was at that bar, and Joe and Charlie and all the kids from Stranger Things walked in and were playing pool. And like, so if I were the interviewer, I would have been like nerding out about that too. Like, I was there the night that you're literally referencing in this song, like
this moment.
Crazy.
And I love that, like, the interviewer tried to press him, and I have to give him props, Joe, just being like, no, I'm not going to specifically say what triggered that moment, the panic attack, but basically it reminded him of this certain relationship, and he reflected back on it, and here he is surrounded by these kids, and he's supposed to be having a good time, and you kind of get caught up in the moment, remembering a specific moment in time. So, yeah, me and Megan are going to try to, you know, visit there, the place where Joe Curie had a panic attack. We'll have a beer in your honor, Joe.
They're going to name a beer, a drink after him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have cocktails.
It's going to be called Delete Ya.
Delete Ya.
See, remember to try and forget. Like, that's where I'm getting the forget part.
That's the theme.
I like, it's hard to shake it off and get back to me. Like, that's very Taylor Swift of him.
He's gonna shake it off. And the same hook is with the couch with "Now I'm back in my truck."
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, what a good beat.
Yeah, that part is so fun.
The part that was, I mean, it's all gut wrenching, but I like, you kept it tight to your chest at someone else's expense. That doesn't sound like real love. I was like,
so that part leads into the part where he is kind of like getting that, like, that anger is bubbling back up again.
Yes, that frustration. Like,
he's very heartbroken and sad in this song, and like can't get it off of his mind. And I feel like we all can connect to that so much. But like, you also like that little bit of anger from Basic Being Basic is like,
oh, let it out.
It's seeping through, you know, the emotions, and it's realistic. You know, I'd like to say, at least I believe that Joe is a gentleman, and to kind of tweak the fried green tomatoes quote, you know, a gentleman always knows when to leave. So it's kind of realistic. If it was just like, oh no, it's fine, everything's good, we're good, you know, I'm heartbroken, but it's good. I kind of like that there is a little bit of real raw emotion seeping through, because when Basic Being Basic kicks up, you're like, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
I got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how'd you cut it like that? I'm built different. I don't work like that.
Yeah. That bridge.
Yeah.
Ooh. Excuse you. It's just, yeah. I feel like this song is just like, it's slowly gravitating towards like, he's just letting it all out.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
Had it, like, there, had it. He's done. Like,
there is that climax all the way.
Have you
up.
Guys seen the edit of the people from Severance like dancing, and they've set it to Delete Ya?
Yeah.
And it works so, I've never seen the show, but it works so well. And that's kind of all I think of now.
What is it? The Music Dance Experience or something? Like, that's what they call it,
like,
in the show.
I'm like, this works.
You gotta
so
watch
well.
It.
Yeah.
I know, I gotta get into it.
I'm like halfway through the second season now. So it just ended, but I'm like behind because I just started watching it a couple weeks ago.
But then like that final ending too with "Wish I Could Release Ya, Wind It Back, Never Be With Ya, I'd Be Happy Just to Meet Ya." It's just like, I wish this never happened. I'd be happy just to meet you as strangers and go our separate ways. Like, I'm like,
right. Because wow. It would almost be easier. Like, I get that. Yeah. Like, there's like times where it's like, you have so much feeling and so much like angst and like heartbreak about something that it's like, was the good part even worth going through
all of this
to like have all of this feeling that I have to go through? Like,
my last deep cut in the epic movie, what is it, 500 Days of Summer?
Oh,
I always love the scene where the
movie,
right? Oh, Joseph Gordon Levitt.
So good.
But I just remember the sister going, maybe the reason why you're so heartbroken is you're only focusing on the good memories, you know? And then he starts thinking back and he's like, ooh, I had a completely different point of view. It wasn't complete paradise this entire time.
Yeah.
So definitely, like, this song reminds me of that movie as well, you know?
Yeah. That's a good point, because I feel like a lot of times people say like, oh, just focus on the good that's happening to you. But like, if something ends, it's like you can't get stuck on all of the good stuff. There were bad things about it too. So it's like,
yeah,
it's probably better that it's over. Like, so yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow though. So.
Oh yeah.
Like a jagged little pill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that deep cut. You're like, shut up, Stacey.
I love it.
And then just the final line of just like, yeah, we're
but
done.
But this is done.
Like, oh, this is done. If we were young, but like, nope. I'm like.
Oh, yeah. He washing his hands, going overdone with gone.
Yeah.
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 Like, I wish there was like the fly on the wall, just seeing me listen to that. I'm like, I need to process that. It's just like, yeah. And I love that he makes us feel that way, because it's like everyone's gone through something like this, whether it be like an actual relationship, a friendship, a parent relationship. We've all gone through something like this.
Yes.
And it's hard. And it's like, this was very real and raw and deep cut. And I appreciate that so much in a songwriter. I'm like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think he's talked about a little bit that he's just like trying to, in his words, write better songs. I think all of his songs are great.
Yeah.
So like, let's like not discredit all of the songs that you have written that we love, but like the lyrics are a little bit more snappy.
Yeah,
like,
it's so different.
It's like not those long, like kind of like sometimes convoluted stream of consciousness type like songs. Like there are
Ugly Fisherman.
No lyrics.
Come on, guys. Somebody needs to put in the Google form Ugly Fisherman.
Stacey's jumping at the bit to talk about that one.
I want to just talk about the entire lyric, you know, instrumental song.
It is a good song, but like,
it
you
is.
Don't have to have lyrics. But yeah, it's very snappy and very like powerful lyrics, I think. And they're a little bit more straightforward. There's not as much like hidden meaning in them. Like, you can pretty much figure out what he's talking about.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. I wonder, this is track 5 on the album.
Okay.
So it's almost halfway through the album. And I know he's also said that like the album starts off as a breakup album, but then it kind of like goes into something else. And like, is the this is done, like, okay, we're done talking about the breakup. Let's move on and talk about other things. So
he's telling stories,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's my theory. So I'm wondering what egg is. Like a new beginning, right? Like an egg is a beginning?
Actually, yeah, like a chicken.
Yeah.
Like a chicken hatching.
Stacey is not allowed to repeat what she just said while we were now
recording. I'm being censored, so...
But
I might have had a physical reaction to this song if I could, you know.
It's a good one. It's a really good one.
Now, I might be just like jumping the gun, but I would like to think that basically this song is about you're in a relationship, either romantic or friendship, and you're kind of like the funny one. You're the one that brings the lightheartedness, the jokes, keep things light, keep things loose and easy. And he's kind of saying, like, he doesn't mind doing that. You know, that's kind of the vibe I got.
I think it's also about or could be about just being an actor and like
performing,
being a performer and just like, you know, being told what to do all of the time and like just having to, you know, be whatever they want you to be kind of thing.
Yeah. Like basically Hollywood is the little kid from Wedding Crashers and he's Vince Vaughn. He's going, make me my bicycle clown.
That's kind of what I wrote, too. I wrote the themes of self-sacrifice, performance, identity, and then validation, and you're wearing this mask for others. So, pretty much right where you guys said.
Not really being able to, like, be your true, authentic self. Like, that line, though, I chose it for me anyway, is, like, very telling. Like, he's like, I can't really complain about this because
I chose this.
Yeah. So, and I feel like that's definitely relatable. Like when you're in a situation in your life and it's like you made the decisions to put yourself in that situation and you are getting something good out of it. Like if it's your job or something like that, but like, or your relationship, but like, so you can't really complain, but there is sometimes still things that might not be great about it. So,
yeah.
I kind of wrote
dance monkey dance
too. I'm like, in that line, they convince themselves that like this is their purpose. Like, like we're just little delusional over here, but kind of got that
coconut fantasy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not busy. This is what I was prepping for. World King me.
Oh, I like that line. That was a good line.
I'm a
that was
jester,
a juicy line.
And I'm yours.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the whisper part, everyone?
The best part of any song.
I mean, I've seen that done live now a few times.
If
not, you know, personally, but
talks during
videos.
That, and
oh my God, no!
I'll be like, please do that again. Please do that again.
Yeah.
Yeah,
slap someone.
Everybody's going to have to be real quiet, okay? Like, we're preparing
and this
you.
This is what I like of him as a performer, and I know we've talked about it before with Queen. You know, Freddie basically said with We Will Rock You, he was like, I want to do this song because I want the audience to be part of it with Gaptooth Smile, The Counting.
Yeah.
You know, and this where everybody, like, gets quiet, like, yeah, you know exactly what you're doing, Mr. K.
Yeah. That line, I think I'm going to write on one of my posters. I think I have, like, I'll be your fool is what I'm going to write. And then I want to write, whisper fool to me. You will not hear
girl
ever again. I will literally like, have him just, like, eye you and just, like, just kind of be in front of you and, like, whisper fool. I think my phone would break.
I hope you capture that exact moment.
Please put that on.
Yep.
Oh my
manifesting
gosh,
that for you.
Okay. Yeah.
Put that on my headstone. She died by Joe looking at
whispering.
Joe whispering full.
Joe ASMR.
Well, and we didn't talk about the very first line, which is pretty powerful too, because it's like, that's not right. There's a person
behind
those
eyes.
When, like, it's like, and
I'm human.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, and that's like a social, like on social media too. Like people have like,
you're the same.
These like very, like these expectations of you. And like, if you're not exactly the way that they expect you to be, they're like, oh, well, what are you doing? Like, and it's like, you're a human being. This person is a human being. We're all human beings. Like, like it's not just like these like entities. Like, I don't know.
And before he deleted his, you know, Uncle Jesse, you know, thing, it was him constantly doing little bits and stuff. They felt like vines almost, you know, just the funny guy, you know. But then you start noticing in some interviews where people just keep referring to him as the mom of the group, the babysitter, talking about his hair. You can tell it's wearing thin. And like, one thing I've always respected is Paris Hilton. That's an entire bit. And I love that she's actually talked in her real voice before, and she's been putting on this character for the last like 15, 20 years. And one time she talked in her actual voice and she was like, oh no, I knew that this would sell, that this was a bit, this is a character I'm playing. And look, it's brought me success and fame. So a lot of what you see on social media, people, it's not the real them. They're putting on bits. They're putting on characters.
They're
so
putting
more than
on this show for you. Like,
exactly.
Because it's entertainment and it's fulfilling in some ways. But you are a person. Like,
that's why, like, I know I've said it multiple times. His movie choices and his like TV choices have been very, very smart. Spree, Fargo. He's been doing polar opposite of Steve Harrington because he's showing, oh no, I have range.
Yeah.
I'm not just the cute guy with the hair, you know?
Yeah. All right, let's listen to the rest.
I felt like it's a cycle that never ends. Like, it's just that whole bit, like, I'll be your fool. I'll perform for you. Just like literally tell me what to do at this point, like whatever. I wrote tragic. It's like embracing kind of like, okay, you've kind of put this label on me in a way of who you expect me to be. So sure, I'll just keep doing it for you.
Fine. Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And how it repeats like that. It's very cool. But this song, like, is one of those songs that has so many like cool sound things going on too. Like,
little
and
gags.
He's like throwing his voice in different ways and like making these like kind of like the like this character, like you said, like that's like kind of, I don't know, just like it's sometimes it's like very like groovy too. And like, this is where we were talking on our last episode where he sounds a little Justin Timberlake, I think, like that falsetto and like, the, it's just very cool and very sexy and like, very similar to I Want Your Video in some ways, and especially this end part. So it's cool. Oh, I keep referencing these like old interviews, but he also, there was this podcast that was like, they re-released it last year, but it was originally a conversation that he had during the pandemic, and it was an Instagram Live or something, and he was talking to one of the guys from the Flaming Lips, and it was so funny because it was before Decide. It was like after the album 2020 came out, and it was actually, I think, right around the time that Keep Your Head Up came out, which is what we were talking about last week.
Banger.
But the guy, I'm terrible, I don't know what his name was talking about this, and he literally was like referencing like the being like the fool, like that, like kind of like persona in like acting and music and stuff. And I was like, oh, I wonder if Joe was like inspired by this conversation, like to write this song. So that was kind of random too. So everybody should, you know, listen to those old interviews. They're really cool.
They're fun.
Yeah, there's some really great interviews where he's just relaxed and you can tell he's just vibing and wanting to talk about music.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing that he has great knowledge of, you know, just talking about old albums and stuff. Like, sounds like he'd be a lot of fun to just geek out about music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Literally.
So
he like just perks up so much. I mean, like even at the convention, like when Stranger Things stuff was brought up, yeah, he loves talking about that. But like any second, like you bring up music, he's like, oh, I could sit here and talk to you all day about it. And like, yes. Like, yeah, I love that
that's
about
awesome.
Him.
You are going to get to see this performed very soon. We're so excited for you. And we are super grateful that you came on to chat with us.
Always a blast.
Yeah. Always so much fun.
Do this all
We're
the time.
We're not tired of each other
yet. We'll be
back
for more stuff that we can't talk about yet. But yeah.
Miss Hannah, where can we find you on the socials?
You can find me on TikTok. I mean, yeah.
I think everybody knows, but...
Listen, I'm sticking to the goddamn script.
You can find me on TikTok and Instagram at official Hannah Sarah. So, yeah.
Yeah. follow those tour updates.
I know.
Yeah.
All the things. Joe merch. That's been so fun to make.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Huge shout out to you. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful poster that you sent us.
Yeah.
It is in the, I call it the shrine that makes it look like Joe like died in a terrible accident. Like it's, I got twinkle lights around it now. It's pretty bad.
Woo! Here he comes over.
He's not allowed in Stacey's house.
Oh no. Literally somebody told me, they were like, when I eventually sell my house, they were like, you don't want to end up on Zillow Gone Wild. And I go, I will clear that living room out as though Joe is coming over for a charcuterie board.
Yeah.
Trust me, all weird evidence will be gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that would be hilarious. Jeez, no, yeah. But we both also got your shirt with like the Polaroids.
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
Oh, I can't
we
wait
love
to wear
it.
That.
It's so fun. All right. Well, I'm sure we'll be, like you said, back again soon to chat with you. And of course, I think that's it. So we're so bad at this.
Our outros are real shit.
I feel like they just get worse and worse.
Bye.
I've been saying peace.
Check you later.